was about here, 1934. Put running captions across the top so they could do it like an old stereopticon slide and look at the captions and turn the pages. And then in VESA type, I had a summary of the facts. But the big running caps were supposed to be like titles and silent movies. I went to several people in New York City about an idea of forming a company to photograph the U.S. and all the migrants, the great change in the portrait of the country that, as we discussed, nobody was doing. And as usual, a Wall Street type would say, well, what you should do is form a nonprofit corporation and then get $500,000 loan from the government and all that sort of thing, not being a money man or a corporation man, but it didn't seem a correct idea to me. Mm-hmm. So on a trip to Washington, I had the book, and it had very good notices. Even Mark Sullivan, the old Republican historian, wrote a very pleasant notice in Saturday Review. Mm-hmm. So I brought the book down that showed Jim. So why didn't somebody do something? He was the closest friend in Washington. He was assistant to personal secretary of the Secretary of Agriculture. Jim was an uncompromising, big old, good, sturdy man. He introduced me to Mr. Wallace.